The world has never been closer to nuclear war than during the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. President Kennedy disclosed that the Soviet Union had placed missile silos in the island nation that's only 90 miles from Key West.
Against any nation in the Western Hemisphere.
The crisis ended peacefully when Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev gave in. Even so, some military veterans say it was a more frightening time than any shooting war they were involved in. Mitchell Williford, now of Fort Pierce, was an Air Force pilot. He was prepared to leave on 10 minutes' notice to bomb the Soviet Union. Edgar Strafer of Fort Pierce was aboard a Navy ship that was leading a blockade against Soviet vessels believed to be carrying nuclear weapons. Peter Scharf of Stewart, a Marine, was also aboard a ship near Cuba. He was awaiting orders to invade the country. Williford was stationed at Grissom Air Force Base in Indiana.
All the airplanes on the base were ready.
Were you going to be bombing the Soviet Union?
Oh, yes.
And did you have the bomb ready?
We had several.
Did you know what your target specifically would have been?
Oh, yes. We trained on it all the time.
That whole week, or 6 days in October, do you remember what you were doing?
I remember specifically that the people on alert with me would not talk in a normal voice. They whispered.
Or was there a fear of being bugged by someone?
No. Fear that we were going to have to go to war.
Were you afraid?
I was concerned, that's for sure. A lot of times in the military, you really don't have time to be afraid. You do what you were trained to do.
How quickly would you have been able to get from your barracks to your plane?
Oh, probably a couple minutes.
You were dressed and ready to go.
Well, when the horn went off, you jumped into your flying suit if you were asleep, and you were out the door. Probably you could have been airborne in less than 10 minutes.
Strafer was serving in the Navy aboard the USS Newport News, flagship of the Caribbean Fleet. When Kennedy ordered the blockade, the ship ended up so close to Soviet vessels that Strafer could see the sailors.
We could wave and holler at them. We would be in each other's wake out in the middle of the ocean.
And you never knew exactly what they were carrying, did you? Just that they were Soviet ships?
Correct. We weren't aware that the end of the world could be here.
As the crisis unfolded, Scharf was a Marine Corps officer expecting to invade Cuba at any moment.
We had been issued ammunition. We had our atropine sterets. It was an antidote for nerve gas. We expected to go in, and I remember making my peace with the Lord a few times in the morning aboard ship. That would have been nasty.
Would have been World War III, probably.
It would have. Nuclear weapons would have been used. We had them with us.
To use in the artillery?
Yeah, there are small nuclear weapons that are artillery weapons. They're called tactical nukes, and they're nothing like you drop on a city, but you could certainly take out a grid square or two. 8-inch self-propelled howitzers are capable of firing them.
So you were planning for a land invasion of Cuba?
Yes, we had all our artillery survey control points and all throughout the city of Havana. I had them in my pocket.
How did you feel when Khrushchev blinked?
Well, you've got to remember, I wasn't sitting at home watching this on CNN News. I didn't know Khrushchev blinked. All I knew is we didn't go in that morning or the next morning. Then later on, as I understood what happened, and I've read a lot of history about it, and I feel pretty good that Khrushchev blinked.
For 88.9 FM and WQCS.org, this is Janie Gould.